I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Facebook came under fire again this week after it emerged that user phone numbers Facebook collected as a security precaution can be used as a way to see a person's private profile. Then yesterday, the CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced in a lengthy online post that his social media company now wants to coordinate its Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger properties to create for users a kind of online private space. Zuckerberg calls this a digital living room where communications will apparently be more private and encrypted. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
To a lot of folks who study this stuff, the timing of this announcement to focus on privacy seemed strange.
I don't get it. I don't get why they would ever have done this. I don't get it.
Karen North teaches digital social media at USC. With the phone numbers this week, talk of a federal fine on top of the Cambridge Analytica scandal, North says people now assume Facebook is selling their data. And it'll be tough to sell the company as an expert in privacy.
It just comes across as completely inauthentic.
In the announcement, Zuckerberg admitted the company has an uphill battle, saying, quote, "We don't currently have a strong reputation for building privacy protective services," unquote. But he assured folks Facebook can build it. University of North Carolina professor Zeynep Tufekci says a problem is that Zuckerberg isn't addressing the company's business model.
Facebook itself is this big surveillance machine, and they're talking about privacy without talking about what they do,
which is collect data and sell it. She says even if it can reinvent itself as a privacy company, Facebook will face even more difficulty moderating content, because if that's all private, who's there to tell you to take it down? I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.